The newest album by Ray Davis features him in a reflective mood.
Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Ray Davis, his name looks like Davies to Americans, is riffing on one of the hits he wrote and sang for the Kinks from the 60s to the 90s. His latest solo album captures him musing about a lifetime in music.
Touring relationships are fine when the hotels take care of the housekeeping and you've got room service. But once you check back into the reality motel, the dust appears on the furniture, the laundry piles up, and there's no room service to clear away the trash.
The album is called Americana. It explores this British songwriter's experiences in the U.S. It draws on his memoir by the same name. Taken together, the book and the album amount to a self-portrait of a man whose music flooded American radio.
Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world. It's a blow.
I want people to know who haven't seen the book that you'll be writing, you'll be giving some narrative, and then suddenly there will be several verses of a song.
Yeah.
I'm curious if that's a representation of what actually goes on in your life as you move about. Do lyrics pop into your head?
Well, they do. I think in song. And I think that's something that's evolved over the years. I got this soundtrack going around in my head. I write a song for any kind of situation I'm in. Not great songs, but kind of background music to the world.
People talk about having a soundtrack to their life, and I guess your soundtrack is Ray Davies' music.
Yeah, and to your life, Steve. I'm writing one about you right now.
That's good to know.
It's very atonal at the moment.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's good. It's exciting.
When I listen to your really early stuff, it's really simple.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
It's one thought, maybe repeated 20 times, but if we advance a few years, you have stories with more specific characters and tales being told, and later on you're writing books. How did that happen?
Well, what really got me is not much research to do on that.
You know, that's my point.
But then I was asked to follow it up with other songs, and I had no real life experience, so I wrote about people I knew in my neighborhood, the well-respected men, dedicated followers of fashion.
Eagerly pursuing all the latest fancy trends, 'cause she's a dedicated follower of fashion.
I was learning about the craft of writing, and it became fun. So the songs I write now, the new songs on this record, are taking writing a step further for me.
I wanna make my home where the buffalo roam in that great panorama.
Did you consciously take on the United States as your main subject here?
The United States, it's called Americana, which isn't the United States really. It's an emotion. It deals with our history in America, which, as you know or may not know, was kind of fluctuating between good and bad.
Running high on inspiration, taken from those Wild West heroes, full of expectations of the road.
In the 1960s, the Kinks were effectively banned from performing in the United States because of alleged misbehavior on stage. Once Ray Davis made it back in, he reveled in America, even living in New Orleans for a while. But it ended unhappily in 2004 when he became the victim of a crime. How did you get shot?
With a gun.
As people tend to be.
Yeah. It's well recounted in the book, and I suggest you read it.
I want people to hear a little bit of this, though. Where were you in New Orleans?
I'm not going to answer that question. I was just west of the French Quarter.
And what time of day was it?
It was a really beautiful day. They had a football game in town, and the police were occupied looking after the crowds. Just an empty street, and suddenly somebody came along, stuck a gun in my face, and I chased him down the street. He got in the car, turned around and shot me. So, need I say more?
You didn't want the guy to get away with it. You went after him.
Well, it's a flight or fight situation. You never know how you're going to react till you get there. My instinct said, get the guy and bring him down.
I think you've been kind enough to tell me a little bit of a story that it sounds like you really don't like telling even more than a decade later.
Yeah, it's one of those moments that sticks with you because it was a summation of lots of things happening in my life, leaving England and changing my life in many respects, but that brought it to a halt and made me reevaluate everything.
He later wrote about that moment in the emergency room when you're not sure if you'll live or die.
Now I'm faced with mortality. Yeah.
It was just one experience for Ray Davis in a country he says he loves.
But I still don't know it. It's such a giant space. You're going around, you go to Midwest, and you go to LA, Northwest. They're like countries in their own right. That's what I find fascinating about it, not like Britain, which is tiny. It's the ability, I think, in America, it's the ability you can get lost there.
When you talk about different nations in different regions, there actually have been cultural anthropologists who've written books and tried to divide the United States into ethnic nations, that the Deep South is a different place than Appalachia, which is a different place than the Pacific Coast. It sounds like that's the experience you've had traveling across this country.
I've had that experience. It's exactly true. But somehow, there's something pulls America together as one country. That's the joy of it and the scary thing about it, because it's so powerful when it merges together as one country. And I'm still trying to work out how I feel about it.
I had this dream, America was always a very special place.
That's Ray Davis, whose new album is called Americana.
Heroes of the great wild west, Wild Bill Hickok and the rest, the romantic on a reckless chase to reality hit me in the face. Hey!